Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. You guys, we have an awesome word of the month. It is the word courage. And I actually really love this word. I feel like I say that every month, though. I do. You guys, I pick these words because I really love them. I love them all. But I do really love courage. There's something powerful about the word courage. There's something that suddenly just fills you with, I don't know, like this strength, this power, this like, okay, I can do this. And I love the verse from Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I love that verse. I feel like it's a verse that most of us probably learn in Sunday school when we're really little. And it's one of those ones that like sinks so deep that we can recall it, maybe not word for word, but we can recall it pretty close and at least, you know, recall the general meaning of it. It's a verse I've definitely prayed over my kids multiple times. It's a verse I've definitely prayed over me, myself, multiple times as things have happened in life. And when we look through the Bible and we look at those Bible stories that we hear as kids, there is probably like three or four that really stand out to me where the character in the story had to be so amazingly courageous, honestly, so courageous that I do not know if I would have that level of courage. And so these are the first four that always come to mind. David, when he's standing before Goliath, that giant Goliath was huge. And here he is, this little sheep guy, and although I kind of feel like when you read the Bible, he actually already had the courage when he was standing there. He kind of showed up with the courage, which I think is amazing. Sometimes we get into the fearful moment and then we, you know, cry out for courage. David was so confident. He showed up with courage. He's like, why is this giant still standing here? Why has no one taken him down? I can do it. I need no armor. I need no nothing. Just give me a rock and a slingshot and we're good to go. Like that guy was ready to go. And I look at him and go, wow, he was seeing everything that was going on around him. It wasn't like the giant, you know, was sitting down and David, you know, comes all confident and then the giant stands up and David's like, oh shoot, I didn't realize you were so huge. I mean, he knew what he was up against. So David is such an amazing example of courage. And then I think of Esther. I think of Esther and her courage, A, to go into the palace in the first place and spend all this time with all these women doing all of these things, but then she has to go and stand boldly before the king. She's amazing. Her courage was amazing. And then I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, those guys literally are standing in front of a fiery furnace. I stand in front of a fire sometimes and I get toasty hot. And you go, okay, I'm going to just step away a little bit. I am warm. These guys were standing in front of a fiery furnace and with courage walked, didn't trip, didn't fall, walked into the fiery furnace. And then, of course, Daniel in the lion's den. He had the courage to pray. And then the courage when he got dropped in the lion's den. I don't know how many of you guys have ever, we live in San Diego. Most of you obviously live in San Diego as well. And I'm sure you've all been to the Wild Animal Park. They have an amazing lion exhibit. And it is amazing to see those lions. And I tell you what, if you put me anywhere in that exhibit, Even if the lions were not near me, I would still be freaking out of my mind. Those guys are huge. And if you've ever seen them up close, their teeth and their claws are really scary. So we have four really quick, simple Bible stories that we can call onto. I mean, you guys, this is courage that we don't have to have in this day and age. Like, nobody has threatened to throw me into a lion's den. Nobody has threatened to throw me into a furnace. Nobody has asked me to stand before a king and risk my life. And nobody has asked me to stand in front of a giant. And so I look at these guys and I look at their stories. And when I need courage, these are the four people I reflect on. Because they had to have amazing courage. And here's an interesting thing, I think, that we all experience with courage, is it's usually asked of us before we feel equipped with it. I don't typically walk into scary situations feeling equipped or even feeling courage. It's usually once I get into it, then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is over my head. Oh my gosh, this is really hard. Oh my gosh, this seems impossible. Oh my gosh, I'm scared out of my mind. And then I call on the courage. I usually find that I am not equipped with the courage when I head into the situation. Courage also does not look like an end result. Meaning, I'm going to just have courage and everything's going to work out fine. Okay? It's going to work out. This is how I see it working out. Like, I'm going to have this courage because this will be the end result. A lot of times we are stepping into something that we are needing courage for and we don't know what the end result will be. So the act of courage really is just one small step moving forward. It does not have to be the answer. It does not have to be the end result. It does not have to be, it literally is one small step. And then that courage, you take one small step and the courage makes you take another small step and another small step. And you just keep moving forward. You are not having to take a giant running leap into a situation. Okay. You just need to take that one next step. God's just saying, just trust me one more step. Trust me one more step. Trust me one more step. And that's what courage is. It's one more step moving forward, trusting God. And so I also want to ask you, many of us are being asked, what is something that God is asking you to have the courage to do, to believe, to grab onto? Some of you, God is asking you to have the courage to step out and try something new. Maybe he's asking you to step into a new form of service. Maybe he's asking you to be courageous and step into a new role. Maybe he's asking you to be courageous and start something new. I don't know. Okay, so for some of you, courage right now looks like stepping out and actually doing something that is unfamiliar to you because God is knocking. For some of you, courage is believing something God's asking you to have faith in. Okay, courage isn't always necessarily a tangible action we're taking. Some of you may be experiencing something and you need to actually have courage to get through it. You need to have the faith to go moment by moment. So I want to ask you, what is God asking you to have courage in right now? And as you think about that, I also want you to think about these four people that we started the whole podcast out with. We started with David. I want you to have courage like David, you guys. That boldness, that steadfastness, that faith of God has got me no matter what. It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't make sense to me. Here's this little sheep tender boy and a giant giant. Nobody looks at that and says, that makes sense. But David didn't need it to make sense. Okay? He didn't need that. He knew that all he had to do was trust God to deliver. And that's where he put his courage. He did not look at the circumstance. We look at Esther. She needed to be bold and courageous with her words. I pray that as the women of Emmanuel Faith, that we are bold and courageous, that we say the things that we need to say. We share the things that we need to share. But my prayer is that in our courage of sharing the things we need to share, that they are always shared in love and grace. If you read the story of Esther, you do not see her slamming on tables. You do not see her yelling and raising her voice and throwing a temper tantrum. You do not hear her stealing the show and being loud and obnoxious. You hear a woman with self-control, with humility and grace, getting up and sharing truth. And I pray that that is the women that we are of Emmanuel Faith. When I look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I see courage of friendship. Friendship can be hard. Friendship can be scary. Friendship can be hurtful. But these three guys, man, they were in it together. They were willing to go into the fiery furnace together. And when they went in, another joint. You guys, what an amazing, amazing example of friendship. And so I pray that as the women of Emmanuel Faith, that we are courageous in our friendships, that we are courageous enough to reach out to other women, that we are courageous enough to welcome them in, that we are courageous enough to be bold and share our stories, that we are courageous enough to hold the stories that are shared with us confidential, the things that we need to keep private, that we would be women of integrity and that we would hold those things private. So I pray that the women of Emmanuel Faith, that we are courageous women of friendship. And then I look at Daniel. And Daniel was courageous in his faith. They were not going to stop him. And I pray that as the women of Emmanuel Faith, that we would be bold and courageous in our faith, however that looks. And when I use the word bold, I don't want you to hear the word loud. I don't want you to hear the word obnoxious. I want you to hear the word of love and grace and humility. The word says it is the kindness, it is the love that brings people to Jesus. Okay, so let's be courageous, bold women in our faith. You can speak the truth and speak it in love. In fact, I think a lot of times part of the truth of what we're sharing really does include love. If it's not coming out in love, I'm not sure. Maybe you're sharing the best form of truth because you're letting all these other things get all mixed into it and rile you up. And if you cannot share it in love, I'm not sure that you're sharing the full truth. I think it might be a little tainted. So let's be courageous women like David. Let's not look at our circumstances. Let's be courageous women like Esther and use our words. Let's be courageous people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and be courageous in our friendships. And let's be courageous like a Daniel and be courageous in our faith. You guys, courage is something that is something we work on, I think, our whole lives, because there's always circumstances that are calling us to a new place. And so I just want to encourage us that as we continue to love and grow with one another, that we are growing courageously in all of these ways. It is really a blessing and an honor to serve with you, to spend time with you, to get to know you. I love seeing you at church on Sunday. I love seeing you at our women's events. I love spending time with each of you. And so I just pray that as you hear these podcasts, that they bless and encourage you and call you to new places. All right, you guys, blessings as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.